Only dear awake, ever dear Namo Namaha. Please forgive me if I make a mistake in cleaning this fashion, which I just picked it up today. Just to please go there.
Thank you. Can you tell the purpose of this song in English? Very brief, that all can know the meaning.
Gurudev,
very short.
Gurudev daya karke mujhko apna lena. Please, Gurudev, be merciful on me and please accept me. And it says, May sharana para tere charno mein jagah dena. I have come to your lotus feet. Please give me space, at least at the lotus feet. Karuna nidhi naam tera, karuna barsao tum. You are the
mercy.
You are the ocean of mercy. So please bestow upon us. Soye huye bhaag ko te naath jagao tum. We are the sleeping soul, so please wake us up.
But now, you should pray it. Melting heart and also with tear, then it will be okay. With deep heart we should try to sing this so that Guru should be very merciful to us.
Thank you. Now,
but it will do. Jai Radha Madhav Jai Kunj Bihari. You remember? Go.
Jai Radha Madhav.
Jai Jai Sri
Hari.
Oh, today is last day. You should speak something. Two words. You, yourself.
Yugal Kishore.
Yes, Yugal Kishore Prabhu is very qualified. You should address anything.
I can stand here.
Welcome everybody to an exciting bus prize. I'm going to say something.
More louder, please.
I can at moments like this, I can only reflect on our extreme good fortune to be able to be in the presence of Srila Gurudev. I often try to understand Shastrically, I don't understand so much, but in my heart I can understand that something very, very wonderful is taking place at this particular time. We're very, very fortunate to be taking the bus, lotus feet of Srila Gurudev. I'm not using lots of words, but that's right there.
You should speak two words. Oh, very good devotee. I like her. She is so qualified and she is very senior and sincere. Devotees of in the line of Swami.
Sure, Narayan is always playing jokes. Omai Jnana Kananda Shara Kananda Shakara Sakshana Kananda Shakara Sakshana Kananda Shakara Sakshana. Ever since Maharaj came to Cessnock at the beginning of the year, I was thinking, well, I heard then that he was coming back to Australia in April, at the end of April, and I was thinking, well, definitely I'm going to come. But as time got nearer and nearer, so many excuses came into my mind why I shouldn't come. Fortunately, I had the association of another devotee at the time, and which I'm finding myself at the moment in a situation where I don't have much association with the devotees. And due to the mercy of this devotee practically dragging me screaming, no, I don't want to come, no, I don't want to come. And then when I got here, Srila Narayan Maharaj said, oh, he was only going to speak Hindi. And I and so I've hardly any Hindi here spoken. I suppose I'd just like to say that I think for all of us, just in this room, any endeavor that we make to get here is certainly the most worthwhile activity we can make in our whole life. There are so many other things we may do and so many other things may come and go in our life, but when we look back at the end of it, then these are the moments that count for eternity. Once again, it's been very nice having Dasan through an Iron Maharaj, and I know everybody agrees with me in that respect, and we hope that he returns to Australia very soon.
You know all that Larup Goswami is fulfiller the ways of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he is dedicated to Srila Srimati Radhika. you know. But he has warned us. What warned? To be very careful of the black tutor of Vrindavan. Don't go to Vrindavan. Don't go. And if you go to Vrindavan, don't be in Kesi Ghat. Anyhow, if you are going to Kesi Ghat, then don't take darshan of Govinda. And don't chant Govinda. Otherwise, he is like a cheater. He will take your heart forever. Then your wife, sister, children, husband, all will weep for you, and you will weep for Peter. So he is so beautiful that you will forget your all attachment to worldly things forever, and he will accept you as his beloved. So Rupa Goswami is telling, what telling? Oh, you should go to Vrindavan. He is telling in what way?
Indirect.
In Srimad Bhagavat, so many things have been told in indirect. So we should realize all these things. Now we will describe the three pastimes of Krishna, very attractive and very powerful. So, Bhaktivedanta Madhava Maharaj will glorify Damodar Leela in very brief. He should speak very brief. Why you are silent?
I was trying to.
Very
good. Good morning, Lord. Your first worship of the initiation from Sri Gurudev. We request you now, when we call your name, please stand up and Gurudev will announce your new beautiful transcendental name. Jin Mei Chi.
Where?
Behind.
Oh, what name? Oh, Jamuna Devi ki jay! And a Sakhi of Radhika Jamuna.
Naradeen, your son.
Oh, very good name. I'm donating the name of pre-name of Madhava Maharaj, Naveen Krishna Brahmachari.
Narmada Ben Dasi.
Oh, very good name. I will not change.
Narmada.
Narmada is the Sakhi of Radhika. Now she is turned into river Narmada in South India, but really she is the Sakhi of Radhika and Krishna. So Narmada ki
jai den dasi.
Oh, Janki Devi ki jai. Oh, name is good. I don't want to change. Narottam Brahmachari ki.
Main Peter.
Pralad. Oh, Pralad Maharaj ki. Very high class of devotee Pralad. So you should try to be like Prahlad. Prahlad Das Prabhu. All
finished? No. No. वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण
कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
First of all, I pay my humble obeisances from the core of my heart to the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev. After that, all Vaishnava and Vaishnavis, we have assembled here to hear Harikatha, I pay my obeisances to them also. Srila Gurudev ordered me to discuss Damodar Leela, but in brief.
Because all know, so you should talk.
Once Gurudev, yesterday Gurudev was telling that he discussed Damodar Leela about 1 month. But you know, few minutes I have just time, so what can I do? So I have to do in condensed form. Once, Mother Yashoda was thinking, oh, why my Krishna is to go everywhere to steal butter? Maybe, in my house, butter is become sour, because I have so many servants. They used to make butter. So,
but not carefully.
They not take care properly. So tomorrow I shall churn yogurt and make water by myself. So one day before he announced all his servants that he will take leave for Deepavali. So Mother Yashoda announced this. So all servants they take leave by went their house to arrange Deepavali ceremony. Mother Yashoda milking cow by herself and make yogurt. Next day, early in the morning, she started to churning yogurt. So Yashoda Mata is churning yogurt and what is she is doing? By mind, she is remembering Krishna's pastimes. Yogurt churning is going on and she is singing Govinda Damodar Madhave Ki Govinda Damodar Madhave Ki. So, and just like during Kirtan, we used to mridanga and karatal. So Mother Yashoda playing karatal and mridanga at the same time and singing. How? She has so many bangles. So this is like karatal. And mridanga, when he is turning yogurt, sound is coming, dhiktang, dhiktang, dhiktang. That means, who are not doing bhajan of Krishna, who are not doing serving of Krishna, dhiktang, dhiktang, phayam dem, phayam dem, phayam dem. Sound is coming automatically. So, Krishna, being Supreme Personality Godhead, in Varaharu, he can lift up all universe on his feet. Then there is no labor for him. Balaram is part of Krishna, but here he wants to.
You can come. Mm-hmm.
He wants to get down from Mother Yashoda's bed, but he is unable to get down. So Krishna was crying, Mother, please take me, Mother, take me from here. But Mother Yashoda is so much absorbed in turning yogurt. Sound is not reaching up to Mother Yashoda's ear. Then Krishna, weeping louder and louder, but still no result. Then Krishna somehow other, he come down from bed on the help of his belly. And he come down, he start weeping louder. But Mother Yashoda was so absorbed, no effect. Krishna came nearer, and so, Mother Yashoda is turning yogurt. So he came nearer and thought, I have to stop the turning yogurt. Then Mother will give me his bread, her breast milk, and take me on her lap. So Krishna came nearer and nearer, and by one hand stopped the charging stick, and by other hand catch the Mother Yashoda's veil. Mother Yashoda saw, what happened? Why we can stop? Then Mother Yashoda turned over and saw how Lalla has come. So Mother Yashoda, stopping charging yogurt, took Krishna on her lap and gave her breast milk. So in the meantime, Mother Yashoda kept some milk on the fire for boiling. Krishna is not satisfied yet. And all universe is Krishna's belly. So all universe can enter Krishna's belly, yet it is not sufficient. That means that Krishna has so much appetite. Every Mother Yashoda can feed him life after life, yet Krishna's stomach will never be fulfilled. And Mother Yashoda's breast milk is so much. Kshirasamudra can form Yashoda's breast milk only from one drop. So Mother Yashoda's milk never be end. So there is competition between Krishna sucking breast milk of Mother Yashoda, and other hand, Mother Yashoda's breast milk is endless, it's never going to be end. So Krishna is not satisfied yet. So milk is boiling over on the stove. Mother Yashoda is thinking, oh, from my breast milk, I could not make any butter, not cheese, not yogurt, so I have to protect that milk. So Mother Yashoda wants to separate Krishna from her breast milk. But Krishna understood that Mother Yashoda wants to separate from her breast milk. I am not satisfied yet. Mother Yashoda wants to separate me. So Krishna tightened Mother Yashoda like a monkey boy. By his feet, he surrounded Mother Yashoda's waist. By his hands, he cuttled Mother Yashoda's breast. And by teeth and tongue, he tightly cuttled Mother Yashoda's breast. And Krishna was thinking, oh, how my mother can separate me, I shall see now. And Krishna has come from Mother Yashoda's room. So Mother Yashoda's intelligence more than Krishna. So Mother Yashoda, without any effort, by only one hand, ups it down, and make him separate and put him down, and when they have to protect milk. And Mother Yashoda went away, Krishna thinking, oh, I am for milk, or milk for me? Why my mother separated me from her milk, breast milk? Oh, I have to give a good lesson to my mother. When Krishna was only 6 days, at that time Putana came about 6 crores, his head, her head. She tried her level best, and she had about 10,000 elephant power in her. She could not get rid of Krishna by her two hands, by her four force. But Mother Yashoda, only by one hand, make him separate. Why? Mother Yashoda has so much love and affection for Krishna. So Krishna, controlled by parental mode of Mother Yashoda. When Mother Yashoda went to protect that milk and put some water, who was boiling over, it came down. Krishna was thinking, oh, that turning yogurt is the root of all evil. So when Mother will come, he will start turning yogurt again. The better I can turn over this pot. So Krishna tried at his level best, but became failure. And he thought, oh, better I can break this pot. So he tried to break the bottom top part. If he was sick, he could not do so. So Krishna thought, if I break on the bottom, then all yogurt will come away. Then Mother Yashoda could not turn in yogurt anymore. So this is a good idea. So there was a turtle. Taking the turtle, the bread broke the turtle, and all liquid came out like a fountain. Then Krishna by himself was clutching. Oh, very good, very good. And next moment, he said, oh, my mother will come and twist my ears and slap me. So what can I do now? I have to run away from here. So Krishna ran away from there. But even if he steal anything, but when he ran away from there, he unknowingly kept something by death. CID can come and police can come and catch him. So Krishna was running from that place. So he could say, he's telling Mother Yashoda, I am going this way. because he stayed on the yogurt. So Krishna is asking Mother Yashoda, please come here, this way. And Krishna entered into one house. That house has two doors, one inside, another outside. And Krishna opened the door outside. If Mother will come to catch me, I shall run away by this door to highway. Because Mother Yashoda is lady and daughter-in-law of our dynasty, she will not go out highway. So Krishna, and so there was a grinder motor. Krishna climbed up on the top of the grinder motor, and there was butter he was filling and eating. In the meantime, so many monkeys and crows came to Krishna. Krishna was taking and distributing them. They are very happy. Why Krishna distributing butter for crows and monkeys? In Karimikam in our mind, always Krishna distributes butter among his friends. Today is distributing between crows and monkeys. When Krishna came and entered in this world in form of Marjara Pusatam Ramchandra, at that time all monkeys, they offered their life for Sita Devi, and they fight without any fight, and Ramchandra never beat them. They arrange their feeding, their putting and lodging from the tree. So now Krishna thought, oh, today is golden chance. I should not miss this golden chance. I should feed the monkeys, because in Ramlila they helped me so much. So Krishna is distributing butter for monkeys. In other hand, the crows, they are directly from Kat Husundi, very near and dear devotee of Lord Ramchandra. So Krishna is distributing butter among them. The meantime, Mother Yashoda came back and saw his naughty lover is not there. Where is he? Mother Yashoda saw, oh, his footstep is telling that he is going this way. Mother Yashoda smiled by herself. And she saw from the far away, Krishna is stealing water, eating and distributing. Mother Yashoda smilingly take one small stick and open the door very softly and enter into the room. When Krishna will be absorbed, then I shall catch him. So Krishna steps towards door and Mother Yashoda is behind. So crows and monkeys, they sought Mother Yashoda to enter in the room, because they are faced towards Krishna, so this side, so they are seeing Mother Yashoda, and Krishna's face towards door. So Krishna could not see Mother Yashoda. But Krishna noticed that crows and monkeys, they are gradually going far away. Krishna thought, what is the cause? Why is that going out? Then Mother Yashoda is ready to catch him, and Krishna saw tied over, then Mother is about to catch. Immediately Krishna jumped from grinder motor and ran away from the main door to highway. Mother Yashoda is telling herself, oh, you are thinking you are very intelligent. You came from my womb. Today no go is here. All has gone for cow grazing. So I shall run after you and I shall catch you. So Mother Yashoda also come out and run after Krishna. And Mother Yashoda said, here there are so many flowers. Flowers dropping one after another. Suppose flowers telling, oh Mother Yashoda, you are not alone. We are also running with you. We shall help you to catch that your naughty boy. So when Mother Yashoda is about to catch Krishna, Krishna is so small and very slim, by zigzag way Krishna ran some far different. And Mother Yashoda is healthy, could not run so fast like Krishna. But Mother Yashoda is cleverer than Krishna. So Mother Yashoda is taking a stick, shall I beat you? Shall I beat you? Then she said, oh, no Mother, don't beat. Krishna became fearful and closed his eyes. In the meantime, Mother Yashoda kept him and bring him back in his house, in her house. And so, oh Krishna, why you break this pot? Krishna's mother, I gave her a broken this word. Who told you? Then mother Krishna told, how is all liquid come out? Oh my dear mother, when you run to save the milk, and your ankles were so thick, so when you run so fast, you could not notice. It touches that pot and it's broken. You have it broken. Then mother Yashoda smiling, oh, you are so lucky. Why is it broken? Well, yes, mother, I am not telling lies. Mother Yashoda told, you are thief, you are chore. Krishna told, mother, in my dialect there is no chore. Chore, thief means chore. And Krishna is so intelligent. Once mother Yashoda was describing her dynasty. In Mother Yashoda's dynasty, her forefather name was Chor Ghosh. So Krishna is telling, oh mother, in your dynasty there is a chor, but my father dynasty is no chor, so I am not chor at all. So mother is so naughty. So I shall give him a lesson, otherwise he will be in future be a jackass. And if I let him free, he may go anywhere, because Krishna is telling, oh mother, let me see. You are telling I am thief, I am friend of monkey, whether I can go with monkey in the jungle. So mother Vishal thought, whether I can bind him with that grinder motor. So you know, according to law, if you do anything and who accomplishes you, say, with center, yes, both are same guilty. So grinder motor helps Krishna to steal the butter. So mother Vishal thought, I shall bind Krishna and Grinder Motor in the same rope. Then Krishna could not go out. In the meantime, I shall do my whole task. So Mother Yashoda take his silken rope, took his silken rope and want to tie Krishna. So she noticed that rope became 2 fingers less to bind Krishna. Why? Krishna thought, oh, if my mother will bind me, I could not go for cow grazing. I could not cleanse my sakas. Better my mother should not bind me. So when Krishna desired this, Jogmayadevi came and she arranged everything. Krishna's waist was only about 16 inches. Mother Yashoda put golden chain with simple bell on his waist. Waist is not became bigger and bigger, same size, but rope yet could not cover Krishna's waist. So Mother Yashoda asked half of his, also he bring more rope. So they are bringing one after another, always 2 fingers less. So Krishna telling, Om Yashode, Brahma never write on his forehead that you will bind him. Better you can leave him. In your old age, you get this so tough, so fragile, so powerful, so tough son. Don't bind him. Why you become so cruel hearted? Yashoda told, no. I shall bind, must bind. So please bring rope from your own house. They are bringing one after another rope. Always 2 fingers less. Why? This was always the same size, but always it became shorter and shorter, only 2 fingers. Because if you want to bind Krishna with love and affection, 2 things is needed. One, our endeavor, another mercy of Krishna. If we think only by our own endeavor, we can bind Krishna by our love and affection, not possible. Or if you think, oh, no need to do bhajan, when Krishna is merciful, he will just say his mercy then I shall see, not possible. Both is needed. Just like if someone fell in the well, by his own effort, he could not come out from the well. So if someone helps him put one rope, that person who fell in the well has to catch hold the rope, then someone can pull him out. So both is needed. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to a Deccan place of India, they asked this question to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Very fast.
Now it is eight.
So Mother Jamda bind him and he went.
Binded him
and went for her house of war. Mother Jamda binded him, but her mind with Krishna. He went inside, but her mind is Krishna. In the meantime, Sakha came and Mother Jamda asked the Sakha to play Krishna. When Mother Jamda went inside, Sakha said, "Oh Krishna, today's very Mother Jamda has been very good lesson. Every day you used to steal Sakha here and there. Now, what happened? Very good, Mother Jamda has given you a good lesson. They are clapping and Krishna also laughing." Krishna told, "Can you?" Then Sakha told that we can untie you. So they try at the level of one after another, but they could not do so. Why? Because Sakha has Sakha Ras and Mother Jamda has Vatsala Ras. So Vatsala Ras superior to Sakha Ras. Sakha knows how to play Krishna. They have no idea when Krishna became hungry, what to feed him, they don't know. But Mother Jamda, he always is life and soul how to protect Krishna, how to nourish Krishna, how to feed Krishna. So Vatsala Ras is better than Sakha Ras. So binded by Vatsala Ras, Sakha Ras could not untie it. So Krishna told, "I am pulling, you can push the grinder motor. This way shall go out and it shall play." Sakha said, "Yes, no problem." When Krishna was pulling and Sakha was pushing, when they come in the courtyard, there was a two very, very big tree. It stuck with that tree. And Krishna never touched that two tree by his own body. And not by the rope. The grinder motor stuck with that both trees, and Krishna pulled such a manner that both trees uprooted and very tremendous sound come all over abroad. Everyone thinking, from where sound is coming? So everyone is running towards sound. All Sakhas and Krishna became safe because trees broken down this way, not straight. So two demigods came out and do pranam to Krishna and prayed something to Krishna and went away. So when Krishna, who was there? It is a long story, so I want to brief it. So when Nandava came and saw Krishna and Sakha under tree, Nandava came and untied Krishna's robe and took him on his lap. I told that Krishna was serving so much. Seeing father more. So father asked, "Oh Krishna, what happened? Who bind you?" Krishna said, "Where did you tell him?" When father is asking again and again, which thing Ananda was here? "Manya, but mother bind me." "Mother bind you? How did you become so hearted?" Ananda was to Krishna and Balaram, went to Jamuna in Gokul Mahavan, Brahmandara, and he took birth and gave birth to Krishna and Baladev both, and came back to Kaushe. And Mother